Okay, now, say there was a door right here, and
if there were a room right here, this is a door to a room, or say,
room closet.
Now, and there's a room right here, what would you say room is in relation to the door? Right, close the door and you found the room here. Or you wanted to get to it, you said, I can't because the room is right.
In the way.
Well, it's not in the way, it's where?
Opposite. Back of it. Well, I should say behind it.
Is that what you usually say, behind it or in back of it?
I probably would say back of it.
Okay.
But I know that's not the best usage. In fact, I have told my classes I'm sure not to say in back of, but rather say behind.
On what day, when we traditionally categorize certain days of the week as to what chores you do, what usually is done on Monday?
Washing.
Okay, on Tuesday.
Ironing.
And when you're doing the washing, you're doing what? You have to clean all together, it's what?
When you're doing the washing.
Yeah, what do you refer to when you say, I have to do the washing?
Laundry.
That's it. And, sometimes before you come into a house, in the front door, there's a structure that's not really a room. It's
a vestibule.
Well, even further out than that, right in front of
a terrace,
house.
A porch.
Do you distinguish between a front porch and a back porch? Just describe to me what you would picture a front porch as looking like, or if you have more than one.
Well, I think most front porches maybe are not screened.
Mm-hmm.
They have banisters around it.
How about that?
But now most modern houses do not have porches, do
That's
they?
That's right. Mm-hmm. We have a little one on the house do they all have a type of roof?
Well, I think they should have. I know that
for
the sake of economy now, that some do not even have covers over their front stoops, they're called. And we think that's terrible. I know my daddy once said, oh, how terrible, not even a place to stand out of the rain, you know, a visitor to stand out of the rain.
Yeah. Let me see now. Inside, when you want to go from one floor to another, you go up
the stairs.
Or do you call them anything else?
Steps.
Do you distinguish between, how would you distinguish between the outside and the inside? Steps. Do you call steps the ones, when you're inside?
That's right. The outside ones are steps, and the ones inside we call stairs.
You do that usually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I wanted to go over there right now to make the noise less in this room, go to the door, what would I do?
Close the door.
Okay. Do you ever say, shut the door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which do you use in this door?
I don't know. Probably say, shut the door if I'm emphatic about it.
If you were asking one of your students or something to do
it, I'd probably say, close the door.
I see.
Probably at home if we were in a hurry or I was upset or something, I might say, shut the door.
On the outside of the house, what are the overlapping?
The eaves?
No, on the actual walls of the house.
Boards.
Yeah, I do.
Clapboards.
Or
shingles.
Sometimes, yeah, they're all the same thing, but I'm trying to get in as many terms as I can.
You mean on a frame house built